pharmacology professor John Hoganesh says his team delved into the question of clock control in mice by looking at the activity of thousands of genes over the course of a day. Looking in 12 different tissues in the largest study of its kind, they found 43% of protein coding genes were expressed in 24-hour cycles. Hoganesh says most of the activity in a given organ was concentrated before dawn or dusk in a kind of morning or evening rush hour.
They got really interesting because they weren't the same for each organ. The liver had a rush hour anticipating the dawn, whereas the lung had a rush hour anticipating the dusk.
The team also found that more than half of the best-selling drugs in the U.S. target one of those cycling genes. Hoganesh says that has huge implications for how people should take medications.
Something like 90% of them have never been evaluated for when you take them at time A versus time B. So I think there's a great deal of opportunity here to take our already efficacious, relatively safe and effective drugs and make them work better.
One blood pressure-lowering drug, Hoganesh says, works 60% better if taken at bedtime rather than in the morning. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.